This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It looks like a bright, sunshiny day. I'm sure there's rain coming our way, though. But maybe not today. Here comes the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check out our Facebook page to catch any links or videos we mention on air. And yes, there is rain on the way, Sarah. So today is a good day to get out and enjoy a nice walk without rubber or whatever.
You can walk it bareback, people.
Right?
Yeah.
So go enjoy that while you can. And unfortunately, this rainstorm is not bringing snow to the mountains, which is
terrible news.
It's weird because it just doesn't feel like it could already be mid-November, but we're a week away from Thanksgiving vacations, everybody.
I know. It's crazy.
Like, anyway. Oh, speaking of that, by the way, Black Friday is already on. I don't know. You know, I know a lot of different, there's people are in a lot of different situations. Some have been able to work from home and others have just completely lost their jobs entirely. So I realize there's a lot of different stuff going on out there. But Black Friday sales have already begun. And, you know, obviously, it's because they don't want everyone rushing to stores.
Right. Come
all
for the
at
specific
once.
Thing that you want. Various things are on sale various days. So
right.
Check your
so,
local retailer.
I've already done a little shopping because I was like, whoa, that's hundreds of dollars off. I better get it. Click. The big news today is the Moderna vaccine. So we already had a great result or so far, the results have been great for Pfizer's trial. And now it looks like this Moderna candidate appears to be 94.5% effective. They say this both vaccines, you'd need two doses. But apparently, the storage for the Pfizer vaccine is ridiculous. And this one, this Moderna one, looks to be better.
Easier. So it's not as, because the Pfizer one is like, it has to be negative 100 degrees Fahrenheit? Like, what now?
Yeah, there's been a couple different stories I've read where they're not showing it in Fahrenheit. So I'm like, okay, now I got to do the conversions here. You're killing me.
Oh.
But the bottom line is, yes, they don't have to get it as cold for the Moderna.
Well,
the bottom
good.
Line becomes these two candidates are the light at the end of the tunnel for us.
Yes.
And hopefully there's another third or fourth, and maybe they're even better. Or maybe
put
they're
them
even
all
more
out.
Effective.
Right.
But we can't possibly ask for more than 95% effective. That is really
right.
good. Really good. So that's the good news. And I haven't even looked at the stock market yet, but I bet it's taken
I'm
off.
I'm going to look. I'll look right now.
Because yeah, people are always excited when they hear life may be going back to something.
Something like normal. Wouldn't that be something? God, will we ever? Please let it happen.
Tom Brady had a great day yesterday. I'm sure you guys all enjoyed that.
Let's talk about that again. The
49ers unfortunately lost. And it looks like tonight's Monday night game is Chicago versus Minnesota. So there's your
soda.
There's
Minnesota.
Your thing to do tonight.
Lots of green, Vinny. If I'm looking at all green here.
I bet. I would bet that you are because these
Dow's
things
up
really...
423 points already? Holy cow.
What did you say?
I don't see Zoom. I'm not looking at that specifically. The Dow is at 29.9 at this moment.
It's great news.
Yep.
So one of the things that happened, I don't know if it's this year or last year, because I don't know where I am or what's happening or what? How to put anything in kind of a timeline.
Who it's are you? All what are we talking together. About?
But the name Karen is ruined.
Oh.
Poor Karen.
Women named Karen feel like their name is just ruined.
Yep.
And at a time when we're against bullying, they feel like they're being picked on.
Poor things.
Absolutely.
Here we are trying to protect people and come up with these anti-bully programs, and yet we're happy to crush all the Karens.
I know. There's plenty of nice Karens out there.
Yep. Anyway, apparently, women named Karen say that their love lives are being ruined because of this Karen thing.
I don't want to bone a Karen?
Apparently not. Quite a few of them are saying that... It's funny that they're bitching about their name and that's the thing that they... Anyway. Women named Karen say their name is ruining their love lives. They get a third less matches than they used to.
Oh,
and a third less responses to messages they send than they used to. And it doesn't matter if they spell it different. It's still ruining their lives.
Do you think a lot of Karens have changed? I'm not kidding. Do you think a lot of Karens have changed their name?
I don't know. I would think not, but I don't know how far that travels into, you know, look, here we've had a few Karen episodes. Well, wasn't there a big one over by Lake Merritt?
Yes.
Wasn't the lady saying, you can't barbecue here?
That was Barbecue Becky, though, at the time.
That was Barbecue Becky, but that's I feel like that's who we're lumping into the Karen thing. Right. It's this self-righteous, you know, not in my backyard type of person.
Right. Well, I don't know. I can't really respond to that. I know I wouldn't change my name if it were me, but I also can be thick-headed and stubborn, and maybe the move is to just be flexible and go, you know what? For a little while, my name's Rose. Hi, I'm Rose.
Oh, you're going to be Rose? Oh.
Well, yeah. You got a better one?
Kiki.
Kiki?
For Karen, yeah.
My name's Kiki?
Yeah.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding?
I forgot there's a. I forgot that's a Drake song. Never mind.
Way to promote Drake. Good job.
Nice job.
As if he needs help. He needs a lot of help.
Vinny, can you hear her little kitten?
Oh my god.
No. Where's the kitten?
Listen. Oh, he stopped and I put the mic in his face.
He's on you.
Yeah.
I can't even see him because the mic's blocking him, and you're wearing all black.
She's wearing all black,
and he's all black.
What's that guy's name?
I think this one's name is Loki. I think their names are Felix and Loki.
And Loki.
Listen, don't. Who cares what the goddamn names are? Honest to God, I am so over.
All
I know.
The great suggestions.
All the great suggestions. Felix and my Loki. Suggestion, which is Ojai and Mark. I mean, that I'm like, why are we not naming them that? And the kids, I mean, listen, my one kid, I'm telling you, he's lobbying for Daedalus and Icarus. I'm like, I'll take anything besides those. That's dumb. We're not naming them after Greek gods or Greek figures of history.
Whatever. Which kid wants that? Berkeley?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
God. Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, hi, and Mark. Come on, man. That's great.
All right. Loki's good.
Yeah, Loki and Felix. Those are their... I think those are their names, although he wants to name one of them Titan, and the other one, I think he wants this one to be named Hiro. Japanese style.
Oh, you know what?
I'm just like Kitty. This one.
For the record, you just made me think of something. Highly... underreported that Big Hero 6 is a great Pixar. Is that a Pixar movie?
No, I don't think so. It's
a great movie. Whoever made it, it's excellent.
San Francisco?
Yeah.
So good.
So you saw it?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. It's great.
That must have come out when your kids were young?
No, that was something that looked like I would watch. I think I watched it with them, but it's been out for quite a while, right?
Yeah, no.
2014.
2014? Okay. And who made it? Is it Pixar?
I know it's Disney. I don't know if it's Pixar.
It doesn't say.
I don't think it's Pixar.
Oh, okay.
But,
whatever. It's excellent. I really like it. I mean, it's no Coco, but it's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
we're on a cocoa bender over here at my house right now.
Lucky.
Oh, great.
I'm seeing it like about two times a day.
Remember me.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The one.
Remember me. That movie was, I thought, oh, this is nice. It was fine. And about the last 15 minutes of it, as I'm wailing and bawling my eyes out, I'm like, okay, this is such a good movie.
It is. It's excellent. It's beautiful.
He loved her all along.
Love it. It's about music.
It is. And it's just, you know, it's about love.
Earlier this month, a patient in Italy who desperately needed a new kidney had a match from a hospital 300 miles away in Rome.
Oh, boy.
The police had an answer. They just happened to have a Lamborghini Huracan that they use specifically for rushing organs across the country. It's what? Even fitted with a special refrigerator in the trunk.
Oh.
So they popped the kidney in the trunk and drove it 300 miles in 2 hours.
My God.
Someone do the math there. I don't
it's
know.
150
what...
miles an hour. So did they do they alert the authorities and then the police cleared the way for them?
They say that the drive normally takes 5 hours under normal conditions, but they did it in two. And police tweeted out that thanks to our Lamborghini, we delivered the donor kidney for transplant to a person in time and saved a life.
Nice.
See?
That's actually kind
we
of amazing.
We told you we needed a Lamborghini.
We told you we needed to drive 150 miles an hour.
Oh, how about a fast fact? I got a Pixar fast fact for you.
Fast facts.
I love
Speaking
fast facts.
Pixar. Yeah. When Pixar was editing Toy Story 2, someone accidentally deleted a huge chunk of the movie.
No.
They miraculously found a backup, though. An employee on maternity leave had saved it so she could work on it from home and had a copy that saved the day.
Oh, my God.
How's that?
Can you imagine being the person that accidentally deleted a chunk of a Pixar movie?
I think you grab your things and leave, right? I mean,
right.
You don't expect to stay on.
God.
You can't possibly think you still have a job after that, right?
Oh, my God. And thank God for maternity leave.
Later. Yes.
There you go. There's a solid argument for it right there, everybody.
I could see her being like, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say I've got this or not.
Right. I was just working from home. That's all.
Anyway,
that's amazing.
That is
it doesn't
amazing.
Say what scene it was or
no,
anything.
No, it doesn't.
Or...
But Toy Story 2 is maybe the best one.
Of the four, absolutely. And they're all great. But Toy Story 2 has a special place in my heart.
I agree. It's
Jessie the Cowgirl.
It's absolutely excellent.
They say it would have took 30 people a solid year to rebuild that.
Oh, this maternity lady saved a year of work. Holy crap, that's incredible.
The more you watch these and the more excellent they are, not only in the story itself, but the art is beyond belief. You have to figure, like, this is all computer generated?
I know.
All of it. It's crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
And I guess they can't go around bragging that, what did you just say? 30 people a year to redo just these scenes that were lost. But good grief, it must take forever. There must be five films in the works as we speak, right?
Don't they say that they have them like, this one's in stage one while this one's,
Something like that.
In stage zero or whatever.
I think Lasseter told us that when he was in.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know.
It makes sense because they do seem to put them out fairly regularly. Even... I want to say Soul. Wasn't there one other Pixar that has come out or has been delayed or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it was Onward. That's a Pixar, right?
Onward
was coming
out
just as
just
as we were going into lockdown. And then this Soul movie, which I think is Jamie Foxx, that wasn't released, though, was it? Because that was supposed to be, and I don't know that they did it on demand or anything. Maybe it'll be on Disney Plus or something, or maybe it is.
On first watch, Onward wasn't my favorite, but we have watched it now 300 times, and it's really good.
You start to get
and my 2-year old quotes it all the time. Barley, barley, barley. She's totally into it, so it's pretty good.
Looks like Soul's gonna come out on Christmas this year.
Oh
cool.
On Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So not in theaters. It's not
Not in theaters. Mm.
Have you guys, maybe I'm wrong, and I'm actually, I'm sure I'm wrong. Have you guys noticed as you get into the weekend and you find yourselves, even though you don't have to go to bed, you look at what's available to watch and just go, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, there's, well, yes, there are shows and you could go find a show you haven't seen. They're just, they're not releasing movies. Nothing's come out. And I find myself going, why am I going to sit here?
Yeah, we usually have a show going, but it is true. It's like once you've watched, even if you do have a show, you watch like an episode and a half, and I'm just like, I could be asleep. And how could that be preferable? It just is.
It just is. I started watching the Unsolved Mysteries again, the
oh
new
boy.
Season.
Oh, boy.
It's killing me that they don't have any, you know,
happy
conclusions.
Yeah, there's
things.
The whole, it's right there in the title.
I know, but you'd think that they'd say it's unsolved, yet we solved it. It's solved.
No.
They showed footage.
They're hoping you will go, oh, look at that. Hey, I have the solution.
They, one of them, I don't know what the deal was. It was a, well, I know what it was about. It was about the tsunami, the earthquake in Japan and the tsunami and the footage they had. We've forgotten. Like when you see this footage of houses rolling with cars full speed across farmland and people running for it, you just go, oh my God, I forgot how incredibly tragic that was. But the story on Unsolved Mysteries was there's a lot of ghosts. And I went, wait a minute, what?
As in people who didn't make it out are now constantly running for their lives.
Or don't know what happened to them. Like, it's a trip. It's I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but they don't have an answer to this one either. You just, in the end, you just go, oh.
Bummer.
All right. So ghosts are driving around in taxis, and taxi cab drivers are like, hey, where'd you go?
Oh, people are hopping in. They think they have a fare. And
yeah.
Oh, boy.
In this one part of Japan where they're like, I keep giving ghost taxi drives and now I have to pay for it because the meter's been on. Anyway, sorry. I think I just spoiled Unsolved Mysteries for you guys.
There's no spoiler.
I wasn't going to watch it. Don't worry.
I would do some text, but I just did that instead. What's coming up in the trash? Sorry.
It's music news, and there's some crazy news today.
All right.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.